The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off, I got a tonga, mother free to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show. What the heck is today's date? This is Tuesday, August 11th, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning in my loins, the baker of cookies, and the tailor of fine armor, is the Selkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elkman, how are you doing today?
Oh, good, I think.
Well, I think for once I actually need to turn down my recording levels. I seem to be spiking it red here.
Anybody out there bleeding from their ears yet?
Let me turn this down just a wee bit. There we go. All right. All right. Well, as I said in the... let me finish up my thing here. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, eq2.guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite go to meet. If you'd like to download our skits, interviews, or Jethel's parodies, you can get them at kithacore.org. Okay, and like I said in the chat channel a few minutes ago, our guest tonight is going to be Skyheart from the Antonia Bale server. We're going to be continuing on our series of Know Your Role, as tonight we discuss the Fae.
The Fae.
She probably had too many chocolate-covered espresso beans, and we have to peel her off the ceiling first. Somebody probably has to go peel her off the ceiling.
Yeah, she's having a little problem with Skype, so she had to reinstall. We're going to get her on the show here as soon as we can. But in the meantime, as everyone listening in heard, I, of course, played Don't You Forget About Me just before the show came on. And, of course, that's a tribute to John Hughes, who passed away last week after our show went off the air. I killed him. No.
Run! You didn't even bury the body! Oh, gosh.
Anyway. So, a farewell to John Hughes. Sorry. So a farewell to John Hughes. Rest in
pieces.
Pieces, I guess.
You're terrible. We're rotten. Oh my god.
I'm exhausted. I'm really tired today. I was really hoping for Skyheart to be here right at the top of the show because honestly, I'm not.
I'm sorry I've worn you out this week.
Yeah. You need to calm down, girl.
I'm sorry.
So what else can we talk about while we're waiting for Skyheart?
Well, I got notes.
You have notes?
I have notes.
Okay, let's go over some notes. What do you got?
Well, first of all, if nobody has done it, there is a
I've new done it. Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
There is a new survey, online survey in-game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And, you know, as a reminder, I mean, you could take it a couple times. I probably have to retake mine because there was something I wanted to add. But anyway, All you gotta do is / survey while you're in game, and it'll bring a pop-up window up. You know, one of those, you know, in-game window type things.
Oh, I did already do this. All right.
And, you know, it only takes maybe four minutes maybe at the most to fill it out. And one of the burning questions there, and everybody needs to go do it, is one of the questions is about the race change.
Oh, you mean putting in a potion so you can change your race, just like you can change your sex?
Yeah, because one of the opinion polls is, you know, do they want them to, you know, be able to, you know, don't think it's a good idea, you think it's a good idea?
I don't see the
harm. It should only be on the same side, like if Elquin wanted to be a half elf or a halfer or something,
instead
of a wood elf, or be able to do anything.
I'm for it.
And they're trying to figure out the best course of action.
I'm for it, and I think you should be able to do any race except for troll.
You have a thing for trolls, don't you?
No, I got a thing against trolls.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, what's going to happen when we do a troll for the race? What is going to happen to you then? Shit.
All right, Skyheart just contacted me. She is done restarting her computer, and she's trying to connect to Skype again. But, yeah, I'm for it, actually. I wouldn't mind, you know, people being able to change their race. I really don't see any harm in it. Well, what could be
the harm? Why can't they reset the racial traditions? Or just, I don't know.
I mean, you can respect your racial traditions as it is.
I know, but there's some that are inert, I think, that are just bottom line given to you because you're a race. Hmm. I don't think those are resettable.
Okay, so you're not talking about like what you would see in your knowledge book. I mean, in your achievements window. You're talking about the stuff in your knowledge abilities, like wood elves automatically get natural recovery.
Well, let me bring up the achievement. Okay, wood elf innate abilities. There's three of them that you get right off the bat. Now, these are the innate abilities that all races have. Each one has different ones. I don't know if they just can't, I mean, is that hard-coded into the tune itself, or if that can be wiped out and a new one put in without resetting the whole tune?
I don't know. I'm not a programmer.
I think that's what they're looking at, is if they can do that, and I don't know. I don't even know if they could come up with a generic trait set that when you switch you lose that class's innate abilities and you just get a generic set. You know, that might be a way to go. I don't know how they're coded. I think one of the main issues that they're having, and I'm totally guessing here, is it might be hard coded into the character where if you change their race you have to almost reset them to zero or something. Level-wise, I don't know if it goes that deep or not.
Couldn't tell you.
But in other words, I'm looking at it going, well, why can't those just be wiped out and the other race's abilities be put in there? But then I don't code. But anyway, there's more than that. There's things asking you about, you know, how do you feel about groups? How do you feel about the game? How do you feel about solo? How do you feel about the content? What would you like to see more? This is your chance to speak up and express yourself and give voice to your opinions as to what you feel is going on at EQ for you, what you enjoy, what you'd like to see more of. And if you don't do the survey and something comes up later, don't bitch.
Yeah.
You had your chance. So, talk it up, tell your guildmates, tell your friends to go do the survey. Because the more of us that tell them, hey, we really like this or we really don't like this, you know, they'll listen. If they're not going to listen, why did they put this up in the first place? They want our opinion. So, instead of doing a bunch of posts on the forums, you know, here's your chance, guys.
Yep, take the bowl and know your role. Know your role and shut your damn mouth!
Well, I got another thing, hon. You're a woodworker, right?
I am.
You work your wood really well, right?
Oh, yes.
And you really appreciate the woodworking situation, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy right now.
Well, Domino wants your feedback.
She wants my feedback?
Yes, you're a woodworker, and she's looking for woodworkers' feedbacks. And this would be on the forums under trade skill discussions. She is, some of the questions that she's asking is woodworker essential levels 76 added the recurve style bow for the first time. Was this worth repeating or not particularly useful?
I'm sorry, what was that again? I missed it.
In Woodworker's Essential Level 76, they added the recurve style of bow for the first time. I don't think you've ever made them yet.
No.
Was this worth repeating or not particularly useful? So that's what she's asking there. Is there any items that was outstandingly popular or unpopular in your book of recipes? I mean, do you have stuff that is really good, or you got crap? And what do you, you know, any particular totems you're hoping to see with level 80s besides stacking stuff? But, you know, with the advanced books, they contain, you know, more weapons, more bows, more arrows, more throwing weapons, wooden shields, harvesting tools. So she basically, she wants to hear from you, a woodworker. Well, not just specifically you, but all woodworkers. So get on the EQ2 forum, go down to TradeSkillers, and find her sticky and put in your 2 cents.
Okay, so she wants me, and she wants me to find her sticky?
Yeah, but don't touch it.
Spiderbite is complaining that I'm ignoring the IRC. I have never been in the IRC channel while I've been on the air.
Hey, Spider, why don't you be our liaison to the RRC crowd?
Liaison.
Liaison?
You'll be the liaison.
Because half the time I'm running around in guild. So we're not trying to ignore them. We need somebody to keep their eyes there for us. So, Spider, you want to be the person? You're good at IRC.
I know nothing.
We need somebody to keep the... Yes, we're forcing him into the question taker again. Yeah, but you're so good at it, Spider. You really, really are. What else do I got? Podcast 69, my favorite number, and yours, was recorded today. So, hopefully, and they had the EQ2 development team on, and probably asked them what their childhood favorite cartoon character was, I think. I think we're going to hear some more about Aurelis Mar and the shard of that shard of whatever.
The shard of love, that's what they called
it.
That's what they called it at the fanfare.
Well, that doesn't matter. I think they were calling it something else on the podcast. Let me go to Facebook or whatever. Was it in tweets or something? Maybe it was in Facebook. Brendel called it something else.
What the hell do they do to Yahoo? I'm trying to connect to Skyheart by way of Yahoo Voice because she can't get on to Skype, and I'm not seeing the thing for voice chat.
It's called the Shard of Love.
That's what I said!
Okay, and the chapel stuff is amazing, according to Brenlow, and there's Cowbell coming in podcast 69. When that will be up, I don't know, probably, what, next week? Maybe later on this week? Yeah, let's see, what else do I got? How do you say his name, hon? I never can say it right. The C-R-O-N-Y-N.
Crowen? I don't know.
Crowen? Kiara is going to let him out of his cage tomorrow. He is our lore master at the time being, and there's going to probably be some more info either on the current lore books that came out that lower levels will have a problem getting to, or there might be another book. So, there's a channel that you may want to be in, and it is befallen.lore, mm-hmm. where all us lore nuts hang out, and whenever something like this comes up, we band up together and try to figure out the clues to get to the lore book,
uh-huh.
and share our knowledge with each other. So,
Daisy.
Except that, you know, there's a few of the Sony staff over at Gen Con.
Mm-hmm.
and they're having their party, their get-together, drinking beer.
Drinking beer, you say?
You still there?
I'm here. Are you here?
Hold on a minute.
Hun?
Hold on. I know you can't hear me right now. Hold on. God damn it. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. I thought you left me. I thought that was going to be my show.
No, no. I'm trying to get this damn voice chat thing to work with Yahoo so I can get Skyheart on here.
Cordy says that the lore book can be bought now. Where? If you're in the gut channel.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. I don't know if they can hear you.
Yes, they can. If I can hear myself on my headphones, everyone else can hear me. It's the way it works. What's this? Instant message. Why can't I? Where the hell's the voice chat on this thing now?
No.
Did they get rid of it?
I don't know.
God. Oh, well. Well, I don't think we're going to be able to get Skyheart on.
Why?
Because she can't get into Skype and I cannot start the voice chat on Yahoo.
Where is the voice chat
anymore? I can't find it anymore. It's not here. Maybe they took it out.
Well, what's the thingy at the top that says Yahoo Voice?
Beats me. I don't see it online.
You might need to update yours. Sorry.
Damn you, Skype. Let Skyheart in.
So, Spider, any questions from the RIC channel, or do I need to go start that up? And I don't mean to ignore anybody over there.
Yes, you do. You hate everyone.
No, I don't.
Downloading the latest version of Messenger. by the time I actually connect to her, the show's going to be over. You know that?
We can run over.
What?
We can run overtime. So can I play with this new thingy I got?
What thingy is it?
It's Morph Vox. I don't think it's going to work, but we'll try it.
Oh, you downloaded that thing?
Yeah, this one's the other version. This... Whoa. Let's see.
So you got yourself a voice morpher now.
So, like, did you hear that?
Sounded like something came through your speakers.
My speakers. Well, maybe I don't have this thing set up yet.
Okay, I can do without the wolf howl, thank you. But again, that was coming through your speakers.
But my speakers are all the way off, hun.
Oh, well, maybe it's just set up wrong. I don't know.
How about...
Yeah, I heard him out.
Okay. Now I'll have to play with it. This is just the trial version.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! One day say I'll take $5 off what they want. They want $40 for this thing.
Now see, what you're doing, my second computer here has been able to do since, like, 95.
Yeah, I know, but that's up there.
See, so I'll just switch this over here. I'll hit this button here, and both of our voices will...
suddenly turn into Cheez-It Nibble Buns! Hi, hon, how are you?
But I don't want to sound like Cheez-It.
Well, that's what I was telling you from work. If I change the voice on my computer, we're both going to change. There, now we're back.
Well, what happens if I just want to change?
You have to do it on yours.
Okay. I think we can do that.
If you want to, I...
Cheez-It has a girlfriend.
What?
Well, when you put it to Cheez-It, and then I sound like a mouse too, then, well, guess what?
I see.
Doing the furry.
Oh, God.
So what are we going to do with Sky? How are we going to get her on?
Why can't I am installing freaking Yahoo, and we'll see if I can get her connected that way. She can't connect to Skype. For some reason. I don't know.
Well, I'm just hoping they'll be able to let us change races. I would really like to go for that.
Me too.
You know, that's why I started the whole Dark Elf exchange thing. I mean, sure, it fell into what I was doing at the time, staying up in hate so often, and that sort of played into why I liked...
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to do it on a whim, hon. If you're going to change your race, it's going to be for a while.
Well, I know. But, you know, I liked what Elquin looked like in EQ1 as a Dark Elf.
Well, I liked how you looked last night when, you know, we had a little RP session there with those couple of Knights of Freeport there.
We're not supposed to say that, are we?
Eh, whatever. Because anything we say here is out of character.
Okay, good.
I mean, hell, Jethel actually mentioned it in the Claymore channel last night.
Ooh.
But, you know, I sent a tell to Mori and you know nothing.
She says she's in.
What's that?
She says, I'm in. Skysart says, I'm in.
Oh, all right. Let's see. Yep, there she is. All right, let's get her in the conversation here. One sec. Elquin, add people. So we just went through all that for nothing. So we'll add Skyheart. Okay, ringing her up right now. Hello, Skyheart, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you
Yay,
hear me?
Yay, we got her.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. I mean, not your fault. So what you do? You just beat it into submission or something?
Let's see. I uninstalled it and reinstalled it twice and rebooted my computer, rebooted my router, checked my firewall. Finally, it went through.
See, we're getting a message
here. She beat it into submission.
We got a message here from Nolix from the Antonia Vale server that Skype is having issues because he got booted out of Skype a couple of times earlier today. So, who knows? It could just be a Skype issue.
They need new hamsters.
Yes.
Either that or somebody gave Faye espresso beans and let them loose in the routers.
Well, see, that's what we thought earlier. We thought maybe you had gotten into the chocolate-covered espresso beans, and we would have to, you know, use a spatula and get you off the ceiling.
No, I've been good lately. So I haven't wrecked any taverns or guild halls or gone on a massive bear-killing spree in quite a while.
Hey, Sky?
Yes?
Bear!
Where? Stebby!
Ah, the poor bears.
They didn't know what hit them.
They're evil.
Even Stephen Colbert agrees with you. The number one threat to American security today, the American bear.
They're evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Alrighty. So, let's talk Faye. How long have you been playing a Faye?
I've been playing Skyheart. I seriously started role-playing her about a year and a half ago, and I played but wasn't really role-playing a Fae for about 6 months before that.
Hmm. Alright. So that'd be about the time you joined the Legion, then?
Yeah, it was about when I joined the Legion that I really started getting into... shortly after that, I really started getting into roleplay. Prior to that, I was on the Lactalos server in a guild there. If Tashi Poo is listening out there somewhere, say hi to her and the rat.
Oh, I'm sure Tashi's listening.
And there was a great bunch over there, but then I ended up joining some friends on AV. In fact, all of my characters are now on AV and really, really enjoying roleplay.
Well, that's because the Antonia Vale server kicks ass. Take that, Lucan Delaire server!
But that's when I started seriously roleplaying. I decided, well, if I'm going to play this character right, I should do some research so I should know how to react, how to play the character, and make sure I'm doing a good job and know my stuff.
Right. Always a good idea.
Yeah. So I did a whole bunch of research into the characters, and I have to say I have to give big kudos out there to Tenmu of the Vagabond Knights. She actually collected and consolidated a whole bunch of information about Faye and RSI, and that's basically what I used. And it was a great, great resource that she had for me. And so I was able to hopefully accurately portray what Faye are like.
I think you do a great job. I mean, I've been role-playing with you, you know, ever since you came to the Legion, of course. And I think you do a great job. I mean, hell, if I didn't, I wouldn't have invited you on the show this week.
Well, thank you.
You are the Faye.
Be one with the Faye.
Playing a Fae is a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff you can get away with.
Oh, yeah, just because, you know, you got that childlike innocence, and you're allowed to be basically as silly as you want.
And obnoxious.
And obnoxious, of course. Let's see here. So I have some questions written out, actually.
Go for it.
All right, so tell me about the Spirit Buds.
The spirit buds, what they are, is basically the spirits of Fae that have passed away, their Fae ancestors. There's a lot of different misconceptions about Fae and spirit buds. Let me start out with Fae have normal reproductive cycles that are just like elves and humans, and they're actually born with their own personalities, they grow, they raise. When they mature, Fae are called to a certain spirit bud, and they basically merge with it. And that way, the knowledge, the wisdom of the ancestor becomes part of the Fae. If you're a big Star Trek Deep Space Nine generation fan, think about the Trill and the symbiotes. It's a lot like that. It can have an impact on the Fae's personality, but the Fae is still its original person. What's different is sometimes the Fae will get a lot of memories. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll just get a vague sense of familiarity. But it all, it's all on how they want to play it. So one of the Fae's biggest fears is actually to die far away from home, and that way their spirit bud is actually lost to future generations.
So this is a form of immortality for them, then.
In a way, yes.
Alright, so spirit buds. Now, we're not really going to be talking about the RSI here tonight, but the RSI are made from the corruption of the spirit buds, correct?
Yes. What happened was Queen Christos decided that she wanted to create the RSI to actually be superior to the Tir Dal. She was imitating and trying to triumph over Inaruk. So she took Fae, tortured them for generations and generations, and thus, and their spirit buds, she captured spirit buds as well and tortured those, and from that come the RSI.
All right then. Damn you, Queen Chrysanos, you evil bitch.
Yeah, Fae don't like her very much.
I wonder why.
Or Nariak. It's actually a fairly common practice for Queen Christos to send out hunters to capture newly matured Fae and spirit buds to continue to try and improve the RSI race.
So she's still at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's still at it.
That jerk. All right.
So, you have to be careful.
Definitely. Don't want to see you in Dark Like Wood, all right?
No, well, Skyheart has her own little history with Nariak, and she doesn't go anywhere near Nariak.
Well, that's good. Now, let's talk about your wings.
Yes.
Wing colorations and patterns. Is there anything correlating to, say, family lines or personality traits, anything like that?
They can be passed down from generation to generation. You can get the style from one parent, the coloration from another. Sometimes it might skip a generation or two. But it's all part of it.
Okay. Let's see what else we got here. There are some uneducated types think that you evolved from the fairies.
Actually, they did.
They did.
They evolved from fairies, dryads, sirens, all of the fae folk.
But that was more or less along the lines of divine intervention from Jenner, though.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Jenner definitely had a hand in their creation, but that's where they come genetic-wise. The popular myth of how the fae were created was Jenner was walking through a field of flowers. She picked a flower, smelled it, and laughed. And thus, the Fae were born from her laughter. So they are the last-born race of Tunar.
Which leads me to my next line of questioning. Aren't the Fae really just a plot to get rid of the Wood Elves because Jenner was tired of them?
Nope.
It's conspiracy, I say!
It's not a conspiracy.
It is.
It's fun.
It's fun? Wait, you're saying conspiracy?
Can you really
fun?
See the Fae taking over the world?
No, I'm not saying taking over the world. I'm saying Jenner said, you know what, Wood Elves, to hell with you. Get out. And the whole rending and the war happened and crap like that. And then, oh, let's not let the Wood Elves back. Let's give it all to the Fae.
You guys are my
new buddies. Get it,
you guys left. That's not
we
our fault.
We out.
Stayed. We stayed, and the Wood Elves left. So we
had no
homes. Well, we didn't have homes either. We made them out of giant acorns.
What the hell's up with the giant acorns? Where'd you get the acorns?
I feel really so turned around in them, you know? I just keep going around in circles. Big.
What's that, Sky?
We grew the trees really, really big, so we got really, really big acorns, so we use those.
Oh, the trees in the Fae Dark aren't as big as those... aren't big enough to possibly grow the acorns of that size. I say okay. It's witchcraft! Witchcraft from the evilness of the Fae!
Now, I don't have an in-game for answer for that, so I'm just going to stick with it's a blessing of Tunar.
All right, okay. Tunar looked down upon the Fae and said, they need places to keep the rain off of them. And grew these gigantic-ass acorns, hollowed them out, and said, live in the acorn. And the Fae looked up at Tunar and said, oh, thank you, Tunar, we love you so much.
So, are they living in Tunar's nuts?
Oh, God. Technically, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to verify this.
Remember that, folks. Next time you venture into Kelithin, you're stepping on Tunair's nuts.
Sorry. I know, I'm bad.
Oh,
that's okay.
At least they're not hairy nuts. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
What else we got here? What are the Fae opinions on the brownies?
The brownies are allies of the Fae court.
They are. How come they keep wanting
they
to
are.
Pick me up?
They're highly territorial. You just don't mess with them.
Yeah. I know there is a brownie ambassador somewhere in Kelithin.
Yes, at the royal court.
But brownies are good eating.
Stop eating the brownies!
They taste like chocolate.
Well, they do say that's where the original stuff for brownies came from, but I've never really tried it. They are vegetarians.
What do you mean that you? They say it's true. Brownie parts made chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, hey, I'm not the brownie expert. I'm the Fae expert.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, so the only thing you can really tell us is brownies and Fae are friendly.
Supposedly, yes.
Any interbreeding between the Fae and the brownies?
I don't know if it's possible or not. The brownies would need to be a little bit bigger.
That would be one hell of a small race.
Yes, it would. That would be extremely small. Well, it'd be halfway between Fae and Brownie.
Which would be a frowny?
A
Frowning Nazi God.
They'd be very upset all the time.
No, wait, isn't that the Arisai?
No. The Arisai are murderous most of the time.
Oh.
They are not.
They are. When the Arisai first came out, we made the comparison, and it's very true, the difference between Fae and Arisai. The Fae will put a thumbtack in your chair. The Arisai will take up the chair and beat you half to death with it.
But Cream has never done anything like that.
Well, that's because she's special.
Well, she is.
There are variations in every race.
Oh, of course. I mean, it really, depends on how you play the character and stuff like that. I mean, Crema, given the opportunity, I believe, would be an evil little bastard. But she's okay. She's holding her own here for, to...
Well, she's got Fred, see?
Fred's creepy.
He is not.
Did you hear the poem that she wrote about Fred?
No.
She performed it at the Maiden's Fancy, and
you
it was
You asked
weird.
Her to do that.
It was weird. I didn't ask you to do a love story about your undead pet.
You asked Crema to do a poem, Crema's never done a poem before, so she only wrote about the first thing she saw, and Fred was standing there, so she wrote an ode to Fred.
Mm-hmm. Honey, you in game?
Yeah.
Okay, can you answer me, please?
Yep, sorry. What does that mean? He's giving me... Yeah, okay. Well, it's just us girls.
Why, did he go?
Yeah, just for a moment. But,
oh, okay. So we can always gossip.
We can always gossip. So, what do Fays do when they go on dates?
It kind of depends.
Like?
Well, they enjoy a good time. They like to relax. They like to have fun. They're free spirits. They can go cliff diving off the Butcher Block Mountains for fun, or, streaking, if depending on the Fae. Yes, I streaked the Festival of Unity several times.
You're known for doing that.
Yes, I am. But they enjoy. The perfect place in real life to take a Fae would be an amusement park. They'd go nuts. They would go nuts and drag you on every single ride.
But it's not good to give them sugar and stuff. Is it sugar or caffeine that makes you go bouncing off the walls?
Caffeine.
Okay.
Caffeine. Sugar, you're not going to get a Fae away from sugar. Caffeine is what you really should stay away from. Because they are vegetarians, there's a lot of fruit in their diet, and there's a lot of vegetables in their diet. They don't eat meat. So you're not going to get them away from sugar.
I thought they were sweet enough.
No, they enjoy it. You get between a Fae and their sweets, and yeah. That's when they decide to start playing tricks on you.
So did you guys already go over, the lore of why they turn into little pods and stuff?
The Sylvani form?
No, when they die, they turn into this little pod.
The spirit buds.
Yeah, spirit
buds. Yeah, we did. That was the first thing we covered.
Yeah.
So that's a form of, reincarnation for them, so when they... When they join with a mature Fae, they get to pass on their wisdom and all that. But it's not a drastic change for the Fae, really.
And then, what about the other, what did you call it? The form? Where they turn
Sylvani form?
Yeah.
I call that the Glowbug form. I never actually found too much of the lore behind that, but that's where Fae can turn themselves into minuscule little glowbugs with wings. And it's a lot of fun, because you can just... It's really, really hard for somebody to target you to do anything to you, and you can just run around and cause mischief.
Yeah, now that's the form you guys take during the Festival of Unity, during the bug-catching event.
During the bug hunt, that is correct. That is where they get hopped up. They will sometimes they'll go as far to give us caffeine. If not, they'll just totally load us up with sugar and let us go nuts. and then you have to try and catch us. Which, after certain points, especially because of the fact that my phase is barred and has speed bonuses, I actually have to stop and start taking risks so that people can try and catch me. It's like,
Or you just start streaking.
Well, then everybody stops and stares.
Well, if I'm in the Savanni form, you can't see my body anyway. Ah, so
very
what's
true.
The point? I'm just a little tiny glow bug.
Little tiny glow bug, bling, bling, bling.
Now, you know, Krima's got that too, but...
Yes, the Unsealy... I can't pronounce it right.
Unsealy.
There we go, the Unsealy form. And that is the Arisai version of it. You know, a lot of people wonder about Fae that go to Nariak and Arisai that come to Kalathin. And one of my theories is they might get the hold of the spirit bud of the other race, and that can probably affect their personality a great deal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they're close enough still genetically that they can like crossbreed and all that, so that's not a big problem. So I'd imagine that's an easy way.
Okay, so let me ask. You know, since we're talking about breeding, what makes an Arisai an Arisai? If an Arisai and a Fae breed, is it a Fae until a corrupted spirit bud is introduced?
It depends. That can be part of it. There are some things that show Fae over Arisai. The chief thing are the wings. If the wings are actually connected to the body, odds are it took after the Fae parent. During the process of creating the Arisai, the wings got destroyed. So Queen Krustos actually manufactured fake wings for the Arisai, using things that she saw out of the caves, like bat wings, leaves, to mimic owls, moths.
The Arisai's wings are not actually attached to their bodies?
The majority of them are artificial.
Oh my god, don't tell Krima that.
But they are very essential to the psyche of both Fae and Arisai. They have the same uses, the same sensations, the whole nine yards. And that's just one of the ways you can tell Fae from Arisai.
Hmm. All right, then.
I noticed a lot of Arisai males go with the bat wings, which is kind of weird. But there is no bat wing for the female Arisai.
Oh, there isn't?
Not that I can see. Have you seen it?
I don't think I have.
Well, I'm a goody two-shoe. I don't play Arisai much. But
Skyheart's wings are beautiful.
Thank you. If you actually look at where the wings attach the body for Arisai, some of them, you'll note the end's just a little ball right off their back. It doesn't actually connect to their back. And some of them, you can see where the artificial joint is on the body.
I never actually pay attention to that. I'm going to have to, you know, take a good look at Krima the next time she's logged in.
Grab her, pick her up, turn around, look at her. She'll just really enjoy that.
What are you doing? Stop! You're much too big for me!
Oh, God.
You know Krima's a sexy little tart. I just got a thing for pale redheads. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You didn't like her hairstyle. She's windblown.
Me.
But, that's the major difference that you'll see between the wing structure. And, I get in an argument with one of my, guild mates, who is a gnome who currently thinks he's one of those fish head guys. He runs around with the squid mask.
Oh, geez.
He used to be Nightblood, now he's a fish head guy. I can never pronounce the name, which is why I call it fish head guy. Plus, it goes right in line with the Fae personality.
Lehi? Something like that?
No, it starts with an A. Don't ask me to say it. Yeah, Emma. They're in the,
Around Fear. Around Fear.
There we go, yeah. No, don't ask me to pronounce it. I see that Debra has phonetically put it out for people.
Amygdala.
Yeah, no, I still can't pronounce it.
Amygdala.
Yeah, no, I can't pronounce that word. I'm going with fish head guy. I could say it.
Well, technically that would be a squid head guy, isn't it?
I like fish head.
Okay. But the guys from Fear?
Yes.
Yeah, they're tentacle heads.
Yeah,
they're
tentacle
heads.
They
got their chins a little
bit. They're like Cthulhu.
That's basically what they are. They got Cthulhu faces. Say that to
If we get in an argument, he keeps calling Skyheart a fairy, which she objects to. One of the physical differences you can see between fairies and fae is that their wings, actually. Fairies will have wings that attach in multiple spots to their back, but with fae, no matter how many different parts to the wings there are, they all attach to the back in one spot on each side. Fairies can move their different lobes of their wings interdependently of each other. They cannot. They all move together.
Lobes.
God, yes, lobes. Why did I just flash to Ferengi?
I don't, because I mentioned...
You have magnificent lobes.
I mentioned Star Trek earlier.
Yeah, I think that's why I did it. What do you think, hon?
Yeah.
You have magnificent lobes.
Okay. Back away, you fringy beast! Anyway.
He's got a set of lobes on him. Okay. And, of course, we all know what Umox is. Anyway.
Anyways.
Back to the Fae.
Back to the Fae. Oh, just as a little side note there, Fae would probably laugh if you actually called them an Arisai. Arisai would get very upset if you call them a Fae.
Mm-hmm.
They do not like being referred to as Fae. Yeah. They're very proud to be Arisai.
Don't like to be called bugs, either.
No. Fae will laugh. Arisai will find something to beat you to death with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do have to take a little moment here to acknowledge Tali. Tali in the Legion of Kithagor has just dinged to level 38 Shadow Knight. Congratulations.
Yay, Tali!
Congratulations to Tali! And there's your ding. Skyheart is all maxed out now, right?
Adventure, 80 Provisioner, I've got 185 AAs, I've got both end line abilities for the Dirge on the Shatter Tree line.
And you also have your Mythical, don't you?
No, I'm one step away from my Mythical. I should be getting it soon. She's got her Epic, and she's one step away. She's got full T2 gear. Yeah, grinding the shards out was
crazy. You are one busy little fae.
Yeah, I can be very busy and do a lot of different things. I have seen some dirges out there that are better than I am at it, but I think I do a pretty decent job.
So what's up with Skyheart right now? What's going on roleplay-wise?
Roleplay Skyheart is kind of... I'm just hanging out there right now. I haven't been doing a lot on her since I got kind of burned out doing shard runs with her. I've done a lot on my Templar Skyana, and I actually have another character who's a half-elf and a swashbuckler. I got really attached to the stabby.
Now you're just ripping off Cheez-It.
Well, Cheez-It's taught everybody that.
Yeah, Cheez-It had an influence on me with the stabby, and I just kind of took the stabby.
It's the stabby fan club.
Oh, God. Exactly. I'm telling you what I got to do this weekend, probably, is I got to go through my log. We had the funniest damn thing going on in the Claymore this weekend. We just all got together and just tormented the hell out of Shard. You know who Shard is.
Yep, I know who Shard is.
We just tormented the hell out of her. I mean, it was just madness. It was just madness. I got Doofu involved. He got in and started not really hitting on her, but being all friendly. And she's never seen Doofu before in her life. And just annoying the crap out of her. And there's this frog... this frog luck that keeps coming into the bar, and no matter what, it always ends the same way. He just pukes all over the place.
Oh, that's fun.
He vomits all over. It's usually aimed directly at Shard. But, you know, Sharn lately has been all drunk and mopey, roleplay-wise. So, we all decided to get in there and get her. You know, try to lighten the mood a little bit, you know? And then I got Cheez-It involved, and Cheez-It kind of tipped her over the edge. And she went on a murderous rampage.
Uh-oh, what'd she do?
Well, Cheez-It went in, you know, after the frog, it belched everywhere, and everyone was covered in vomit, basically. Especially Safer and Morian. They got the brunt of it this time.
Is that why they went down the well?
No. Then I've got Cheez-It involved. Cheez-It comes strolling in, da-da-da-da-da, whoa! Slips on the vomit and lands on top of Safer, who's just covered in it. Like, ew! And Shard's like, this isn't happening. This is not happening. He's like, it's all right. It's all right, lady. Everything, you know, it could be a lot worse. And then he just pulls out his dagger. Stabby. Stabs her in the ass. Shard's a werewolf.
Yes, she probably didn't take too kindly to that.
She wolfed out after I can't cheese it out. And she went after the froglet. That's where we ended up in the sewer grate. The froglet dove into the sewer to try to get away from her, and Shard got lodged into the sewer grate. So we're trying to get her out. Morian, oh God, Morian. It's like, I need to get some butter and oil. You're gonna lube her up? So we have a half-crazed werewolf stuck in a sewer grate. We're going to butter her ass.
You wouldn't want to do that to a fae. Butter on a fae.
You kidding? Might be tasty. But anyway, but it was just, it was all good fun. We ended up, Jethel snared her, so when she was free, she didn't start going after anyone. Cade and the rest of the guys were there, you know, fending her off, trying to get her to calm down. So the running gag right now is that Shard was all buttered up, surrounded by burly men, while Jether bound her. Use the imagination, people! Let me restart this. Tell them I'm working on it. Okay, I think we're back now. Sorry about that, folks.
Yay!
It does happen occasionally. We're back. We're better than ever.
The all-new online
new and improved
radio.
With Fae bonus.
Yes. The Jethel Silverwing Show, now with more Fae!
Because Fae make everything better.
Yes, they do. I miss you. You know, now that you're in Kelithin and I'm still in Kinos, we don't get a lot of chance to see each other, really.
And she's got a guild. She's the leader now.
Actually, Skyanna is the guild leader.
Yeah. Yep. Skyanna, my Templar, is the guild leader. Can you actually see a Fae in charge of a guild? That might be a little crazy. But I do use Skyheart as Skyanna's deputy sometimes. When Skyanna is unavailable and I need to go do something and the other guild leaders aren't available.
I can see it now. I can see it. Skyheart leading a guild. Alright, everyone, we're going to get together now and we're going to hunt down some chocolate! But Sky, aren't we supposed to... CHOCOLATE!
No, she'd go after the shinies. I have a story about the shinies.
Tell us a story about the shinies.
You remember Tinkerfest and the cogs and the shinies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake of logging into Skyheart to go collect them.
Oh, God.
4 hours later...
Oh, yeah, I remember you begging, going, I can't stop!
No, I couldn't. I literally couldn't. I had to go get the next shiny.
We do have a question in the chat channel.
Sure.
From Deader from the Kithagore server, who wants to know if fey boobies bounce or they just kind of jiggle when they go really when you're moving really fast.
Well, fey hover, so there's no there isn't that action to jiggle the boobies up and down.
And also, you're very light.
Very, very much so. They
so
glide.
Fey boobies are less filling.
I guess so.
Do we really want to talk about that?
Yeah, we already did.
Not really.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah, if anyone has any questions for Skyheart in the chat channel, by all means, go ahead and blurt
yes,
it out,
please.
And we will answer questions. I mean, hell, we got another hour to kill here, and I've already gone through all my questions.
Feel free to send me a tell as well if you have a question. Say AB server, Skyheart.
Denner wants to know, why don't fey shoulders move when you're flapping your wings?
Well, no, they don't. The wings just move. It's a different set of, I don't know if it's muscles or what. I'm not that much of an expert on how the physiology of the fey is put together.
Okay.
It's just like if you see an insect. The insect, the whole body of the insect doesn't move, just the wings.
And Ramilla from the Antonio Bale server wants to know where you store your excess sugar.
Well, no, she's responding that the shoulders are where they store their excess sugar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Honestly, they burn it off so fast, which is why they just keep going after it. Fey have very, very high metabolisms.
I always thought if you picked up a fey and sugar real hard, you'd get powdered sugar.
That's when they're in the Silvani form when they sprinkle fey dust on your head.
Aha. It's not, you know, fairy poo or something, right?
No!
No.
Well, I remember the candy cows.
Yeah.
Skyheart had this never-ending supply of candy cows. And we're trying to come up with a way of why she always had the candy cows. Well, she made them, but we won't say
exactly.
Out of what.
No, it's Skyheart's secret recipe and not anything that you came up with.
I thought it was amusing.
I remember that.
Oh,
brother.
But
yeah, she'd
well,
give them out for every occasion.
Because fays are so sweet, you know, they've got to be pure sugar, and when they, you know...
No, powder
I'm
sugar
going, goes
is
in, sugar
great.
Has to come out, sugar.
No.
You had to have expected stuff like this coming on my show, you know.
I do realize that. You had me on the show once before, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, sometime last year, when we were talking about roleplay.
Yep. I hopped up on sugar and bounced all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Accidentally took something and put it in the hot tub, too. And you got mad at me, because I put bubbles in the hot tub, too.
Stop with the bubbles in the hot tub. Stop
what?
It.
They're fun! They're bubbles! You have to have bubbles!
Have you seen the Legion of Kithagore Spa, the new one?
No, I can't say I have yet.
You would be very impressed.
I'll have to come check it out.
I'm just running along here in South Kados and came across Morian. Hello, Morian.
Hi, Morian.
I'm going to bow to Morian here. She's bowing to me. And I'm hoping I'm saying this name correctly. Dainey. D-A-E-N-E-E. I think it's Dainey. From the Legacy of Honor as well. Cute little Rotonga girl there. I will wave to Dainey. Hello, Dainey. How are you? I'm actually on my way to Saya's Hammer. Normally, I broadcast on Tuesdays from the Maiden's Fancy, but they're not open tonight. I'm going to go to Saya's Hammer. That's P-S-I-A. And it's out in Netaville. It's a Karen... tavern.
Right? Yep, it's a very nice place. I've been there before.
Mm-hmm. And they have wonderful milk-based drinks. One thing that she calls Milk Plus. It's very yummy. So I'm going to head over that way. Just going to... It's one thing I don't like about Tuesdays. I mentioned it a few weeks ago. There are so many taverns open on Tuesdays.
Yeah, and Spider's open now, too, isn't
yep,
it?
Yep, Incy Wincy Spiders, Saya's Hammer, the, Maiden's Fancy's normally open, There's too many places to go on Tuesday.
There's a new one, too.
Oh, what's the new one?
The new one, actually, I'm involved with on my Swashy Alts. They had the grand opening on Saturday because I told them I would not be available this Tuesday. Normally it opens at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. It's called the Thirsty Mummy, and it's based out of Majul.
The Thirsty Mummy in Majul.
Yes. It's a Majul bar. It's a lot of fun. It's a well done. Araxis from Corte of Thorns designed it, and it really, really came out great. And I'm probably pronouncing all these names horribly, horribly wrong, because I'm really, really bad at that.
Could be worse. We had someone in the Legion of Githagor that had a name. It was like 17 characters long. I just called him Atrium.
I'd call him Bob.
Bob.
What the hell was his name? It was Atrinomosius or something like that. It's Atrium.
It's a real long one.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
All right. Clorny has been wanting me to go see the hot springs at the Evil Empire in On Befallen for weeks now, so I'm going to Camp Jethel. I'm going to create an alt. Whoa, wait a minute. I ought to stop that. Tell Befallen Clorny. I don't know what city it's in. Where is it?
Skyheart, have you done the survey yet?
What survey?
The in-game survey. You do / survey while you're in-game, and it will bring up the survey.
What's it for?
They want to know a whole bunch of stuff about a whole bunch of things.
They want to know your opinions on things for EverQuest 2. And you really should get in there and, give me your two fairy cents.
I'm actually using this time to craft up some food and drink for the raiding alliance that I'm involved with, Snorathian Legion. A bunch of great role players coming together to raid 3 times a week. We have a lot of fun.
Take like 4 minutes.
She'll do it on her own time.
I hate surveys. I hate surveys.
But if you don't do the surveys...
Hon, she'll do that on her own time.
Well, the way she's saying is that like she won't ever do it. You have to do it sometime.
Shouldn't have to do crap. She'll do what she wants, when she wants.
Okay, well, I'll go fill out mine a few more times for makeup for everybody else.
God. Holy crap.
Oh. What?
Now, I'm rolling up a random alt to go to Befallen in, and I swear he looked just like Mick Jagger for a minute there. Had really wide mouth. But a skinny face. Wow, all right.
Go with it.
No.
You know that Mick Jagger was jumping around on stage and fell and broke his shoulders? He's had to cancel some concerts.
He broke his shoulders?
Yes.
I did not hear about that.
Or was it Steven Tyler? Excuse me, it was Steven Tyler, sorry.
Who did I say?
Mick Jagger. I kind of put them both in the same category.
Well, they both have huge mouths. It doesn't matter.
Old rockers with big lips.
Mm-hmm. So, what does Skyheart think about Mick Jagger?
She'd probably stare at his face for a really, really long time, trying to figure out how he blew up his lips like that.
I can see her now making little faces at him, trying...
She'd probably grab his face and stretch it around and try and figure out, how did you do that?
Well, crap. Well, crap, my EQ2 just crashed. Let me start that again.
You're having all sorts of wonderful luck, aren't you?
It never fails. I crash out of EQ at least once a day now. I blame Skyheart.
Why?
Me? Hey, I am totally not the one that fed the coffee, coffee beans to your hamsters.
And how did you know about the coffee beans?
It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. You didn't see any. Nobody saw anything. You can't prove anything. I didn't do it.
Right, try this again.
Bet you Cheez-It did.
Damn you, Cheez-It!
I didn't do nothing. Leave me alone. Step
Yay!
What a...
Damn automatic loading thing. Now it's going to log me into Jethel, so I'll have to camp back out again.
Yeah, I'm passing the time crafting in the Outriders of Galathan Guild Hall. They actually made the stove so it was face-sized.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Just for Skyheart.
Now it says my account is in use. Give me a break.
Do you guys out there have any more questions for me? I'm answer just about anything. Even the silly. I'm good at the silly.
You're good with the silly, all right.
I'm good with the silly.
So you're married to a Yuridite.
Yes.
You are a tiny little fae married to a 7-foot tall Yuridite.
Yes.
How is that working out for you?
Just fine.
Walking okay?
Not gonna go there into personal details. Just sufficient to say they found a way to work it out.
Okay. Well, you said ask you anything.
Hey, you can always ask. That doesn't mean I'm gonna answer.
I'm just ribbing you. You know I love you.
Yes, a pregnant fae can still glide. Fae do not fly, they glide. They lost the ability for true flight during the shattering.
Ah. So what is it you have against True Flight? He's a nice guy.
No, for True Flight, as in flight capability.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, they're as big as they can be for the Fae Mother to actually have them. Faes usually are born singularly. Twins are very, very unusual because that is really, really hard on the Fae Mother.
I can see Skyheart now. I'm gonna pop! I can see it.
Highly unlikely in her face. Since her mate's an Yuridite and
right.
They can't really cross-breed well mm-hmm. At all. It would be a lot of magical intervention.
Mm-hmm. So Jethel's not gonna be a grandpa?
Highly unlikely.
Jethel has adopted Skyheart a long time ago.
Yeah, very long time ago.
Did you know that Jethel actually has a blood relative?
Yes. Morian, right?
Mm-hmm. Several generations removed. Yeah, we're going to have Morian on when we talk about the halflings.
Oh, I love halflings. Halflings and Fae get along great in the fact that they both like to do practical jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Morian and Skyheart had a lot of fun. Not as much fun as the time I went into Freeport and painted the Knights of Freeport's horses different colors.
Nice.
I liked the one that we did with, we dyed one pink. And then we put some with stripes. And then I did a smiley face on one of the on the back of one of the guards' helms. That was great.
Welcome to Freeport. Have a nice day.
Well, if you stick the fae in the jar and you forget to put air holes in the jar, Romilla, that they're not going to be able to come out and revive you. Romilla was asking, if you stick a fae in a jar and die with said jar on you, will the fae come out and revive you? Doesn't work if the fae is also dead.
I think they're talking about spirit bud. If you die in a jar, what happens to the spirit bud?
It's stuck in the jar.
Well, damn it. Oh, so the spirit bud isn't a spiritual thing. But it's a physical thing that can be trapped?
Since there has to be... Well, they wouldn't need air holes if you're talking about the spirit, but since the lore that is in there, that Queen Christos captured spirit buds, there must be a way to actually capture spirit buds and transport them.
Shop vac.
shop vac.
Actually, there is a way physically in the game to do it, and when we were doing the Great War roleplay, one of them figured it out. Shrumblers can actually eat spirit buds. So
really?
If you get a shrumbler, and you get it to eat a spirit bud, and you transport the shrumbler, and get the spirit bud out of it, there you go.
Dingingill.
Oh, I'm not on the server right now. Who was it?
Santania, level 50 illusionist.
Santania, level 50 illusionist. Congratulations.
Did I say it right?
Yes, Santania.
Finally.
Okay, let's see here. Evil Empire. For some reason, in Genos.
Don't know.
Kind of like the Happy-Go-Lucky Guild.
Let's see. I actually was asked about how Fae get along with gnomes. It depends. Sometimes the gnomes ban the Fae from the tinkering places because of the fact that, Skyheart got in a little bit of trouble when she first started tinkering, and she's banned from one of the train skill places in Kanos for blowing it up. Well, it's not my fault. They put the alchemist tables right next to the same tables you tinkering at.
That's probably not a great idea.
No, it's not a great idea. So, the components got a little mixed up.
So, did you hear about Jethel's adventuring and tinkering?
Oh, God.
How did Jethel's adventuring and tinkering go?
Loud.
You're not still
did you blow stuff up?
I was, you know, while I was tinkering, I was doing stuff in the Claymore channel, like just emoting, you know, from down the street, you hear, it's like, boom, damn it, and then, you know, people running for their lives, it's getting away. We had a animated hammer go completely ballistic in the main in the Claymore tavern. Almost hit Shard.
Good times.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Okay, I'm now in the Evil Empire.
Da-da-da-da!
Again, I must blame you.
Me? I didn't do anything.
Ha, that's what they all say.
Well, yeah, but still.
Alright, I'm working on it.
I still blame Cheez-It.
Okay, let me restart the stream here. Every time I have to stop it in order to restart it, it takes me a few minutes to stop the stream. Alright, we're back now. Sorry about that, folks. Again, I have to blame Oakland.
What?
You heard me!
I have a couple questions that came up that I want to go ahead and answer.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Let me back up. Lyra wants to know why there are Frostfell Fae. Lyra, are you kidding me? Fae and Frostfell is just... Do you really think that the Fae are not going to get their fingers into Frostfell? Frostfell is just awesome. And the Fae are just giant kids the most of the time anyway, so... You can't have Frostfell without Fae. It's just not right.
They probably started it anyway. Well, Queen Bunny's a Fae, isn't she?
Queen
yes.
Bunny is a Fae.
So she started it.
Well, you know as well as I do that Lyra is in charge of Frostfell.
Even though she's not a Frostfell elf.
Romilla wanted to know if Fae lactate sugar water. No, they do not. They're just normal. Yes.
Okay.
I remember some people trying to pick you up and lick you before.
I'm not going to go there.
Neither am I.
Like, you know, picking up frogs and licking them, picking up Fae's and licking them.
But
sticking them to the roof.
Fae physiology is actually very, very similar to elven physiology. There's not a lot of huge differences there other than the size difference, the wings, and obviously the eyes are different. there are a couple different things that people do about the personality of Faze. There is a tendency to play Faze as cutesy and be silly in their speech, and that's just a reflection, I think, of the fact that they are very free-spirited and very, very comfortable doing whatever they want to do. And I don't know if you'd ever get a Fae that'd be like really grown-up-ish, but there is a way to play it that way, because there's variations in every race. As a tendency, Fae are going to be very free-spirited. That's just an overall tendency. You've got variations. Katrina wants to know, if a Fae loses its wings like in an accident, would it die? I'd be very, very traumatized. Wings are very important to a Fae. It'd like be losing a major part of yourself.
We could just go pluck one off an Arisai and give it to you, right?
You're gonna upset the Arisai. But yeah, they're biologically part of the Fae. So that would really, really traumatize a Fae if you cut its wings off.
So no cutting off Fae wings, you evil bastards.
Yeah, don't cut them off. The other big thing is, I'm like, don't go touching the wings without permission. There is a certain amount of sturdiness to them, but still there's some fragility there, and it's very, very personal. You just don't go up and go touching Fae wings.
Right, just like you don't go up to any woman and just fondle their tits.
Yeah, you don't go up to
plastic bags.
You don't go up to some strange elf and go stroking their ears. You just, there's things you do not do.
So would you say that the Fae wings are a sort of erogenous zone if handled properly?
They can be. They are very, very sensitive. I'm not going to go into in depth for that, but yeah, they can be.
Oh, you wuss.
I have a shy side. I don't go broadcasting everything to everyone.
I don't go broadcasting everything.
Just the juicy parts.
But they are very, very sensitive, so you want to threaten the Fae, threaten their wings. That'll just, yeah. That's kind of one of the reasons why Fae don't really like trolls, is because they have a recipe for fried Fae wings.
They
that
do?
That kind of freaks Fae out, yes.
They do? Where?
I know I've seen it somewhere in the game. I've seen it at the very least, I've seen it RP'd out.
What if there's a new troll cookbook then? Because I have the old troll cookbook, and Fae's weren't in there yet. Everything but.
Okay, hun.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come over to the Evil Empire Guild Hall and take a look at this. They have a clockwork toilet.
Oh my gosh.
I am not sitting on this thing. There are moving parts next to very, very valuable areas of my anatomy. Not doing it.
Well, maybe that's
And I'm not sure, I'm not entirely sure what this smoke coming out of the steam pipes is made out of.
Maybe it's really a fancy bidet.
Wow.
No, I do not know if Fae tastes like chicken, because I do not go around eating Fae.
Cotton candy.
Probably more like sugar.
Cotton candy. Goes back to why people probably want to go lick Fae's. That's going to start a new fad in Nora. Have you licked your Fae today?
Mmm.
No. The fad that used to be in LOK was stuffing Fae down your pants.
Oh, yeah, I remember you, that.
We haven't done that since you left.
We haven't had anybody to stuff down anybody's pants.
We're going to have to start stuffing...
I mean, there's Latesh, but, you know, who wants Latesh down their pants?
I think we need to start stuffing Santania down my pants. Although But I think Krellick might disagree with that one.
She's a gnome.
Well, about the same size.
No. They're a lot smaller in certain ways, because they're very, very slim compared to gnomes. Gnomes are more sturdily built. Fae are more delicately built. Another question here was, if a fae is bitten by a mosquito, are they in danger of falling over? It depends on the size of the mosquito, I guess. If you have a lot of blood loss due to a mosquito bite, they're going to pass out.
I think if anyone is attached to a blood gorger for very long, they're going to have problems.
Yeah, they're going to have problems. The other thing... See, what was I thinking of? Now I totally forgot my thought process. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Fae is spelled F-A-E, not F-E-Y. F-E-Y actually refers to Fae folk, which the Fae are genetically descended from, but the race itself is spelled differently.
And of course, in a broader sense, Fae is a broad spectrum term for any, like elf or fairy, anything like that. It's a broad spectrum term.
Yep, it's a very, very broad spectrum type. So, oh, you're talking about the bump from the bite, if it would knock them over, if it would cause them to fall over. They are actually losing my balance, possibly.
If you survived, wouldn't they have a hard time surviving something like that? I mean, a mosquito. Well, I've seen some pretty big mosquitoes.
Yeah, we're going to avoid that. That's probably a kill it or it'll kill me kind of deal there.
I mean, I can just see the blood gorger now. Hey, snack pack! Oh, that
dead
was fast.
And Angela Correa seemed to think that Fae sticks taste like pixie sticks.
That could be too. But again, just another high sugar snack.
I know a Fae that actually plays a very strict guard military type. He is
really
a hoot. He's really, really great at role playing it out. He's actually in our guild. And he's the straight man, as in the fact that how he plays it. And he's very, very strict military. We had some prisoners in the cells, and he pretty much bored them to death. It was funny. They wanted to get out of the prisoner cells just to get away from him. That was a great RP.
So totally straight Eris. I mean, Fae.
Well, that as in the funny. Personality. As
oh,
in
right,
the personality.
Right, right. I didn't mean sexually. I meant personality-wise.
So it was very military. Think of the very strict military guy, and that's it.
In a Fae.
Yep, in a Fae. It's very, very odd, but he does it. That character, he's very excellent, and I have to give him kudos. He always stays in that character, never goes out of it. Well, when he's RPing on the OOC channel, we all goof off together.
Right.
But he does an excellent, excellent job with that. So I've seen Fae played lots of different ways, everything from that to the silly. I don't know if you remember Snow Moon was the wild Fae. Mm-hmm. I love Snow Moon. Snow Moon was awesome.
Of course, Snow Moon is the alt of Tamriel, and she switched main.
Right.
She's now Tamriel.
Yep. Snowy and Skyheart got into a lot of fun together. I think we wrecked the one tavern a couple of times between cupcakes and cappuccinos.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. And it was just a lot of fun. It's a great stress reliever to play a Fae. And if you've never tried it, I highly recommend people to trying it. Because you can be silly and do outrageous things, and it's great.
Well, see, that's what I have Cheez-It for.
Yes.
I was talking about that scene we did the other day. And I brought out Cheez-It and Doofu. And I gotta say, I've been having problems in the last few months being very bored, getting depressed about things, and stuff like that. And that whole scene that we did, just annoying the crap out of Shard, was the funniest freaking thing I've seen in at least a year. It was so random. And Snow Moon was actually involved in it.
I love Snow Moon. Snow Moon is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree.
The other thing you should be aware of, if you're a Teradol and you come to Kelithin, at some point, some fae that's RPing will probably call you a Blueberry Elf.
Blueberry.
Getting mad at them does absolutely no good. They will just keep calling you a Blueberry Elf.
Mm-hmm.
So, our resident Teradol are pretty used to it this point.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Yeah.
So do you have any questions for me?
Do I have any questions for you? Well, I wasn't prepared for that.
Haha, keeping you on your toes. We got a question. Do Fae wear bras? I would imagine not.
Probably not, no. You're pretty much don't need to.
You're light enough that I don't think, the boobs would be a problem.
No, they're very slim. Fae are slim, so... I'm sorry, Lyra, you are a Blueberry Frostbell Elf. Sorry about that.
Frosting blueberries, I heard, are really good.
But Fae physiology, it's going to be on the slim side. They're very light-boned, very petite. Mm-hmm. So... all the running around. If you see, I would think it'd be unusual to see a fat fae, because they wouldn't be able to glide very well, but it'd be interesting to see someone try to RP that.
I'd love it. Hey, I'm coming, hold on! most fae stop for shinies. It'd be like, hey, is that a cheeseburger?
The reason I say it's unusual is because their wings are always, always moving. So that's part of what keeps their metabolism up so high.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always on the go. Very rare to see a fae still unless they're sleeping or unconscious. Yes, Lyra, I'm sorry. You are a Blueberry Frostbell Elf.
Blueberries.
Frozen blueberries.
I could just keep arguing with Lyra all night. It's fun. But then again, when Lyra's running contest, I refer her to her as Lyra the Not a Frostfell Elf.
Mm-hmm.
That is her title when she's running contest, because I don't want points taken against me.
Of course, that's what Lyra's tag said at the fanfare. Lyra, Not a Frostfell Elf.
Except now I'm going to have to expand the title to Lyra, the Naughty Blueberry Frostfell Elf.
There you go. I swear this goblin's cheating. Give me the friggin' money.
Alright. Any other questions out there in the channel for me?
Any questions for the Fae?
For the crazy Fae that gets on sugar highs. Not all Fae are have a thing for bears. That's just a personal bit for Skyheart. Just wanted to put that out there. So you should not RP a bear-killing Fae and think that's normal for the race. That's just a personal quirk.
I tried to break you of that. I even got you a little a bear pet. What happened to that bear pet?
The bear pet is currently with some druids. There was a little kind of traumatic thing that happened.
Did you kill my bear?
No, I did not kill the bear. Okay. Bear is being properly cared for by some druids. What happened was Skyheart was already upset about something. I don't remember what. And she went to the spiders, and this is back before they had guild halls, and she was talking to Clump. And she comes into this... She's already upset. and she comes into the main tavern, the main room that wasn't spiders, it was
Laughing Ogre.
Yeah. I'm just used to hanging out at spiders. She went into Laughing Ogre, and the entire tavern was full of bears.
Ooh.
She flipped out.
I heard something about that.
She totally flipped out, freaked out. I found out what had happened afterwards, but I was in character at the time, and in character, Skyheart was all of a sudden confronted with a tavern full of bears. Oh. Yeah, she didn't handle it real well.
Poor little Skyheart.
She just completely freaked out, and it took Mirajian, which is her mate, or the Uridite, about a good 45 minutes to an hour to calm her down.
Aww.
She was just completely freaked, and she just couldn't handle bears after that. They did do some bear therapy with her, so now she can kind of tolerate them. We kind of had to do that in the ambit of TSO when the bear mounts came out, because they were everywhere. So I needed to be able to play the character and not be completely freaked out by bears all the time, which did not help when her mate got a bear mount.
Ah. So see, there was alternative motive there. He knew he wanted a bear mount, so we better bring her bears.
He got the shard bear mount, which increases his spell crit or something. So, yeah, she doesn't go anywhere near him when he's on that bear mount.
Poor Sky.
So
your bear, you still got a long ways to go with bear therapy then.
Yeah, we do have a question. What about owl bears?
Owl bears are different. Owl bears are fine. It's bear bears that are a problem. Owl bears are cute. Skyheart has her own owl bear. You remember Seventh had Peaches?
Yeah.
So Skyheart named her owl bear Cream.
Ah.
Right. Remember?
Yep.
So we had Peaches and Cream in the Green Hill for.
Yes.
Whenever Seventh would shove little peaches in somebody's face, there was Cream right afterwards.
Very nice.
And no, I'm not going to answer the question, how wild do hyperphase get sexually? Someone sent me that.
I'm sorry, folks. For once, I have a guest shame and humility.
Humility.
Well, it doesn't actually work that way. If you get a fae on a true hyper high, yeah, you can't get them to stand still. They're literally bouncing off the walls. So yeah, it just doesn't work.
Ping, ping, ping.
Ping, ping, ping.
So. So I'm sorry, Lyra. Owl bears are very, very cute. So, yeah. I'm sorry you don't like that, like owl bears, but owl bears are nothing like bear bears, so.
Yeah. How do you like gelatinous cubes?
Every time we go into Shard of Fear, I always say, we can't tell Lyra we're killing cubes. Yeah, that's every time we go into Shard of Fear.
Yeah, so just remember not to tell her.
Yeah, we can't tell Lyra that we're cube killing. So, I know they're wobbly. But if a cube is attacking me, I am going to attack back.
Mm-hmm.
They taste good, too. Oh, did I say that?
I think you did.
Oops.
I've never tried to make anything out of cubes before. I can make some pretty odd stuff, but not anything out of cubes. Lyra, I do not... I tell you, they attacked first. I don't go hunting cubes. I'll leave a cube alone if it leaves me alone. But if it attacks me, I'm going to go all stabby on it.
Stabby!
So, I do have a question for you.
Do Faye have hair, body hair anywhere?
No, Faye do not have body hair.
No.
They have hair on their heads and they have eyebrows. That's about it.
The broad spectrum Faye, the magical elven and Faye and stuff like that, all hairless except for their heads.
Yes.
And I know, I've checked them all out. No. So I have a question for you, Skyheart.
Okay.
Would you like to fire the cowapult?
Sure.
Who are we firing at?
Okay.
So Lyra, perhaps?
Let's see. Who do we want a cowapult target for today? Let's fire the cowapult at... bears.
Bear. Just any bear, randomly?
Find a bear. Aim it.
Oh, that's easy. The one just snuck up behind you.
Where? Stabby! Get the bears! They're evil!
Okay, ready? Pull back the cowapult!
Pulling it back!
And let it go! Oh, missed.
It missed? No! Fire it again! The bear has to die.
Okay, pull it back!
Alright, let's go pull it all the way back!
Let her go!
Where's the bear? Did I
get
him?
You got him this time.
Oh, I just scared my cat.
What's that?
I just scared my cat very, very badly.
Well, Katrina said that we hit her. Clony wants to know if Faye's like Fayberry wine.
Yes, they do. Faye's love Fayberry wine. In fact, that is the house special at In a Nutshell, which is the tavern that the Kelithin Defense Alliance runs on every Wednesday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm usually on there as Skyana, but sometimes there as Skyheart. And we have a lot of fun.
Yay!
That's the house special, is Fayberry Wine.
See, Lyra wants to know if they can do cheese it tonight. I have not moved him anywhere, and we are running out of time for the evening, so no, we're not going to be doing cheese it tonight. Next week, I promise, we will do cheese it. What do we got going on next week? Let me check.
Yeah, who are we having next week?
Next week on the Jethel Silverwing Show. Peter from Family Guy. No. I gotta get to the forums. That's where they all are. So how does it feel being mentioned in one of my songs?
I love the fact that you had Faye in there, that you had Skyheart in there killing bears. That's like my favorite song now. Because Skyheart's just awesome.
She is.
And killing bears is awesome. Skyheart is a lot of fun, and she is my bouncy, fun, get-to-be-silly stress reliever. And she's just good. No, I'm just going to say, Dander, that no, it doesn't.
What's
that? Skin is a universal cover all over. You didn't see the question?
What was the question?
I did not see that one.
Debtor from the Kithacor channel wanted to know if the color of a Fae's skin affects the colors of their privates. No.
Well, on the outside, I imagine that their genitalia is the same color as the rest of them. But you know the old saying, we're all pink on the inside.
So.
And I can feel you blushing from here.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, I found it now. Next week, I'm probably going to really butcher these names. Colorara and Credeldic. And God, I wish I knew what server they were from. Caloria and Credeldic from, let me scroll down here, where the hell is she? From the Velikor. Velikor server from the Shadow Guard will be here talking about Dark Elves.
Dark Elves.
If you go to kithacore.org/photos and go to the Fanfare 09 gallery, I have a picture of me and Kaloria. She is the thin dark elf with the, what is that thing called? The wolf's bite? The druid epic? Or the fury bite epic, the I should say. Bite of the wolf. And she will be joining us, talking about
dark elves.
Yes, Dedder, you're doing a very excellent job embarrassing the shy girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his best to ask the questions that are going to make me blush. But, any more questions that people have for me? Oh, Lyra's a dark elf. She's a tear doll, which is why we call her the blueberry elf.
Well, but you're calling her a dark elf, so we're all expecting her to go, I am not a dark elf! Oh, wait. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like an episode of Saturday Night Live back some years ago. They had William Shatner guest hosting, and they had the Enterprise Bar and Grill. And William Shatner was the maitre d', and some guy starts choking on something. It's like, Bones, quick, this man is choking! Damn it, Jim! I'm a doctor. Oh yeah.
It was funny.
Anyway. Damn it, Jim! I'm a doctor. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like I said at the top of the show, I'm just tired. I was
You're tired.
Late. I was up late last night.
So was I. It was our ping. Yeah. I stayed up too late. But I had a lot of fun.
Well, that's good.
Exactly.
Are you still whipping up food for your raiding guild? Your raiding group?
I did a stack for my Templar. I did some for the guild. I did an adornment for somebody's weapon. Eventually, I have to log over to my alchemist and make some pots.
Well, Skyheart's doing pot? What?
Potions!
Oh.
My favorite is the one, obviously, that I use on my Templar, which gives me plus three to heal or spell crit.
Ah.
I love that stuff. There's one that gives melee crit, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Melee arranged.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, I'm at this point... I am not answering any more of your questions, Better. You're just trying to make me blush now.
See, what did he say now? Okay, Better, yeah, I think we're going to stop answering Better's questions or even acknowledging them.
My goodness! I wouldn't even ask that.
Yeah, it's a little too far.
I wouldn't even ask that. But are they? No, just kidding.
Hey!
Well, you could probably ask, what is the body temperature of a fae?
I would actually assume it's warmer than most because of the metabolism.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one.
So you could technically say that Skyheart is really hot.
There's another fact about fae society that probably should be fairly obvious for people, It is matriarchal. Family lines pass through the female, not the male.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Amory, the princess is female. If you go through fae history, it's always a female leader.
You know what I'm noticing?
Girl power in fae.
You know what I'm noticing in EQ2?
What's that?
It seems that, with the exception of Freeport, it's all matriarchal. Matriarchal.
Not Gorwin.
No, Gorwin is run by a female.
Well, that happens a lot, though, because aren't the females larger than the males?
Yes, that's very true in reptilian society. The female is always much larger and usually the aggressor. But
yeah, exactly. That only makes sense.
Gorwin has that warlord who's a female. Queen Kristanos, Queen Amory, Antonia Bale. And that really just leaves, you know, Lucan as the only male leader. What the hell?
He's crazy.
When Hollis comes out, I'm going to be really interested to see who's running the show.
Hollis traditionally was run by a council or a tribunal of elders.
Mm.
I did a lot of research when I did my second character because she's based off of my original character from EQOA. Which was a shaman from Hallis. No, I'm not moving to Hallis. That question has been asked. My guild is based out of Kelithin. I love Kelithin. People, you can get used to getting around Kelithin. It may not be as conveniently laid out as some of the other cities, but once you get used to it, it's really no big deal.
Oh, I don't mind Kelithin all that much.
Some people hate it. If I make shard armor for somebody, and I usually get multiple tells when they're trying to find the guild hall.
Where are you?
Yeah, I usually end up having to zone out of the guild hall, invite them to group, watch their progress across the map. No, you don't want to go that way. So they can go the correct direction to find me.
Yep. Now, Corey's saying, you know, the Medjool has a Sultan, and Sevelis has Fenril Sather. Sure. Let's have all the negative influences leaders be guys. Thanks. Appreciate that. Sexist and it's wrong. Brenlo, take notice.
There's an evil female leader.
What's that?
There's an evil female leader.
Well, Kristanos, but she's just freaking hot.
Still evil.
But oh, so hot. Anyway. Oh, brother.
I do have a story.
Go ahead.
The other night, I was going somewhere. We were in a group with my Fae, and I had to ask them to dismiss the tinkered pets that we came out of Tinkerfest for Master Tinkerers, because from a distance, it looks like a shiny. And it was driving me nuts.
I pulled that on a bunch of people when we were looking for cogs. They'd come running over, and they, oh, it's one of those, and they'd run off.
Yeah, it drove me bonkers. I wanted the shiny. Yeah. I can sometimes ignore shinies if I'm on my other character. If I'm on Skyheart, forget it. I have to have the shiny.
You killed off a raid.
That was 2 years ago.
I don't care. You still killed off a lot of people.
That was 2 years ago. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. Well, now here's a decent question: are Fae predestined to be with a specific partner, or are they free to love who they choose? They're free to love whoever they choose. Sometimes their spirit buds may be connected to someone else, and there may be that pull. Mm-hmm. But for the majority, they're not. And they're free to love whomever they choose.
Do Fae ever get plastered off their asses and wake up next to trolls? That's what I want to know.
No.
They get plastered off their asses and wake up inside of a troll.
Yeah, that might happen, but other than that, no.
Hey, you're cute. Want to come on with me?
I've become so shiny addicted that even when I'm on my other characters, I kind of go crazy after shinies. I've carried on conversations with people, and I'll be in this real in-depth conversation, and all of a sudden I go, ooh, shiny! And they just laugh. They're totally used to it by now. Just completely derails my train of thought, because shinies are awesome. And now that we've covered my shiny obsession.
Well, see, Deader's all proud of himself because he asked a somewhat straight question, but it was still about mating.
It was, but it is a somewhat sensible question. Okay. Fae are very, very free spirits, so they're a lot of...
So how was your first time, and who was it with?
That I'm not going to answer.
Alrighty. Well, we're getting to the end of the show. Do you have any shout-outs?
I do, to all my buddies in the Narathian Legion, which includes people from the VK and Discipleship and Courtier Thorns and lots of different guilds together. Of course, my guild, the Outriders of Kalathin, the Sojourners of North, which help us run the tavern, and my out-of-character buddies in the Knights of Freeport, whom are a lot of fun to goof around with. You guys know I hate you, Iceely, but out of character, you guys are great.
I do feel the same way. A lot of people send me tells, after I get on a rant about the Knights of Freeport and stuff. God, you really hate them? No, not really. Iceely, like you say, made you see you roasted over an open fire, but I think they're great. I mean, they're excellent role players.
Yeah, they are.
If more guilds had that dedication to roleplay, I wouldn't say every once in a while that roleplay is dead. I think they're doing a great job. Not thrilled with some of their tactics, but,
Well, they're evil. They're not supposed to be nice.
Evil.
Yes, they're not supposed to be nice.
Oh,
I
sure.
Kept
They'll kidnap and torture and stuff like that, but when Jethel says that he's done something, oh, people are in an uproar. You can't do that. Why not? Because you live in Kinos. Yeah.
Jethel's not evil.
Yes, he is.
Okay, he has a dark side.
Jethel's a heartless bastard.
Oh, this is an interesting question. Is it possible to fill up a fae with so much sugar that their heart fails? Pass out? Possibly. Heart fail, I don't know about that.
I think Skyheart had a sugar crash one time, right?
Yeah, I passed out.
Yeah, it was too much.
She was bouncing off the wall. And then she floated down like one of those whirly bird things off of an oak tree.
That actually was a caffeine high, I think. Was actually a typical reaction. Is she at the end of a caffeine high, she'll twitch and fall over asleep. And then somebody else has to clean up her mess.
Nice.
Of course, there was person who thought it was a good idea to show Skyheart the bear rugs on a caffeine high.
Uh-oh.
There weren't a lot of pieces left of the bear rugs.
I remember I put a stuffed bear behind you one day.
Yeah. Well, I remember in the LOK Guild Hall when you had all the bears up to the stage, the bear rugs up to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I went up the stage, I had to stay up the bear rugs just to make sure they were really dead.
Debbie! Those poor rugs were so holy.
Yeah, they were just filled with holes. Because every time I passed them, I had to stab them.
Gotta be sure they're dead. And that was wholly in a bad way, you know?
Yeah. Well, not according to Skyheart.
I don't know what the maximum speed of Fae are, because that really depends. Fae bards are really, really fast. Fae Templars are really, really slow. There are Frostfell Fae. Queen Bunny is a Frostfell Fae.
Yes.
So what's the nicest thing you can do for a Fae? You say you just met one and you want to do something nice for them in a kind way. What? Sugar, caffeine, praising their wings.
Go ahead.
Wing complimentary is very nice. Fae like to have their wings complimented. Candy is good. Shiny things are good. I remember Skyheart in her bouncy ball launcher.
Mm-hmm.
She still has that. That's just fun. They like people being silly with them. Don't be afraid to be silly with a fae. And don't get offended by anything a fae says, because they don't really mean anything by it. It's just them being a fae.
Conversing with a fae, I've always equated to having a conversation with a three-year-old.
Yes. A hyperactive three-year-old.
They're going to be very honest and very blunt. So you got to take what they say with a grain of salt or a dash of sugar, however you want to.
Dash sugar.
Yeah.
So, is there
no eating fae, Lyra?
Is there any difference between a Frostfell fae and a standard Tenarian fae?
Well, it's just the same as difference between a Frostfell elf and a regular elf.
Actually, the Frostfell elves are rather small.
That's true. Physically, there's not any much difference, but they are adapted more to the cold than the regular fae are. Not that the fae normally care about cold much, it's just that it's never snowing in Kelvin.
Yeah.
Fae are not shy.
Nope, not at all.
Fae are not shy. Fae will come up and greet a total stranger like they're their new best friend.
That gets a lot of fae kidnapped.
Yeah, it does, actually.
See
stuffed
it?
Or stuffed into stranger's pants. Whee!
We have a... No, I never stepped into a stranger's pants. I got stuffed down them.
It's CSI, Greater Fae Dark.
Fae are actually very predisposed to practical jokes. Mm-hmm. We have a fae in our guild, Lego, who has a tendency to dye people's hairs red.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes with fae berries. Sometimes with jam. We have a fae in the Sojourners, which is our allied guild, who's obsessed with pink and wears pink, paints their guild hall pink, dyes the guild leader's hair pink.
So the big question is there enough pink in Norath for the fae?
It depends on the fae. Skyheart likes blue. Jasmine likes pink. Lego likes red. It's pretty much their predominant color that they like. Skyheart?
Oh no, now they're licking Lyra in channel.
Ew.
Ew.
Oh, wait. Maedra is licking Lyra. This could get hot.
Oh no.
You got two female Dark Elves looking. I like it.
God.
Let's get them up on stage here.
No eating fae and no tearing off their wings.
No, but it's perfectly acceptable. Pick one up, lick it, put it back down.
No.
That's cool. No. Pineapple.
No.
Stop randomly molesting the fae.
No. Let's not molest the fae. Some of the fae will laugh. Some of the fae are going to get upset.
Right.
Actually, probably the majority of the fae would just laugh. You pick one up and look at go, what the heck are you doing?
Well, a frog could probably do it very easily because they have a real quick tongue. Blueberry! Pineapple!
Yeah, no, you don't want the frog lock doing that to the fae. They might accidentally eat them.
Yeah, that's true. We had a problem with that for a while, didn't we?
Only when she was in Sylvani form.
Yeah, it can't help. They think it's a bug.
Right, no, they're not bugs.
Natural instinct kicks in, you know?
Alright, well, we're coming to the end here. Elquin, do you have any shout-outs?
Just everybody in Legion of Kithicor, and of course, our good buddies over at Arcane Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Lil, Drell, or Brianna, whichever one he wants to pick for the day. Tim, Kitty, and Matt.
Meow.
Meow. Sure. I don't know. Who else am I missing? Hellwig?
Hellig?
Oh, I kind of never say his name right.
I don't know. There's no W in that.
I know.
Hellig.
How about Rowena and Hud, of course?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, Romper Room, you know? I'm looking in the mirror. Romper, Stomper, Domper, Do.
Okay, then. Hey, I want to shout
out. And don't forget to do your survey, /survey.
Enough with the survey. You're badgering my audience.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get them to get their opinion out there. If they got a complaint or they want people to know.
Do the survey or Elkwin will get ya.
Yeah, because I want to be able to change races, and I need you everybody to get in there on the board and go, yes, anything. Come on.
So anyway, I want to give a shout-out to, folks at the Maiden's Fancy, Tamaril, Asha, or Sherry, however you, whichever you know her by, Lyra, who is not a Frostfell elf. You gotta love Lyra. You have to, it's the law. I looked it up. Narathia Law, rule number 36, you must love Lyra. I'm sorry.
But what about that book that says she's not a Frostfell elf?
No, there's a book that says that she is a Frostfell elf.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We have a
and
book.
And the reason's why.
Yes. And, you know, folks at the Legacy of Honor, you're all great. Oh, Seeley, I will say, you know, Knights of Freeport, in character, burn in hell. Oh, hell, I think that's about it. Anything else before we take off here?
I think I'm good.
Elgman, anything else?
That's about it, as far as I can think of. Podcast 69, SOE Podcast. Well, it should be coming out soon, so keep an eyeball on the forums for it. Tomorrow, our lore guy, Cronyn, Cronyn, is supposed to be let out of his cage by Kira, and hopefully we'll get another lore.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebugs!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkman Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.